God, I love roast, Steiny.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, here's the question that I've had for the last couple of years about the WNBA and women's basketball. Is it ever going to be enough for the fans that aren't huge fans of the WNBA? Like, it's just never going to be good enough for a certain segment of fans.
Now, when you say the product,
correct. There's a group of fans that find it impossible or difficult to watch the women without comparing them to the men. And if you do that, of course the play isn't as quality. And like a lot of people, I don't think can get past that.
Well,
they're the ones that you kind of need to solidify ratings.
And as a basketball lover, Steiny, and I love the college game too. I love the fact that the WNBA plays when the NBA's off season is going on. Like,
of course,
it's too much to root for the Valkyries. Not too much, but you know what I mean. You couldn't have games going. Venues wouldn't even be open for the Valkyries and Warriors, the Fever and Pacers. So I love that it gives me ball during the off season. But I did some homework. The minimum salary right now around the WNBA, Steiny, $66,000.
Okay, they work 4 months a year.
That thing should be up at least $500K. And that's on the low bar. Like, it's the NBA should be as I'm just
the 12th person on a WNBA roster should make $500,000. By the way, that'd be more than a lot of NBA players if they're like a second year player on their minimum. But
then you called me crazy during a break. They didn't hear. I think the WNBA, this is your baby. This the WNBA.
Right.
They're getting you know what when it comes to wages. Step in and somehow fix it or help Adam Silver.
Well, first of all, it is Adam Silver. You know, they're connected, but Adam Silver runs the NBA. They have a commissioner for the WNBA.
But should somebody have to ring Adam Silver's phone and say, hey, can you help us here? Or should he want to do that?
What's your gripe? They should get paid more.
What I just said,
like they will.
Oh, it's coming. All right. Well, they're saying the TV deals some entities might get in on it and there'll be a surplus of bread and it could rise. But I just thinking right now, as much as I depend on it for entertainment, again, I'm not, you know, spending money outside of in regard to wages for these players. I just think it's an eyesore that it's the WNBA where money is just running rampant, but yet, you know,
but it's
they're playing for money. They're getting what word am I looking for? It's nothing, basically.
The problem is that the WNBA is not respected by the NBA.
Well, then that's a major. Why do you say that?
One reason I say it is because when the ABL was competing, was trying to create their own league under Joe Lacob, quite frankly, they were playing their season in conjunction with, you know, what all women play, like women for their entire careers, play basketball from late fall to the spring. That's basketball season, whether you're in high school or whether you're in college. Well, it's not for pros. They reach the highest level and they make them play in the summer over a 4 month period because for one reason and one reason only, because the NBA is not playing. Does that make sense? Yeah, it probably makes sense to some. To me, it's an indication that they want to control the WNBA. They want to keep them in their little box.
Wow.
And like the NBA is not looking to make like a huge star out of the WNBA.
But now you got the Angel Reese's, the Caitlin Clarks,
and
Brittany Stewart's that are now, you know, with their mouth and their platforms, lobbying for more pay, because it is, I do believe, Stani, blowing up. And maybe the 40 games, you're going to laugh, could go to 50 or 52.
Well, it's 44.
Okay.
Right now. Well, okay, it may go to 52, so they're just going to cram more games into that period of time. They don't want any kind of overlap with the NBA, or at least very minimal.
Okay, I'll say this to you.
Minimal.
All right, I get that part of it, but you asked me a number. I didn't have one. I just looked up the minimum wages. Will you admit, though, as a whole, they're underpaid? Because you feel confident that they're going to get more down the line. And my question would be why, and I think it's because what we saw at the All-Star game and those T-shirts, pay us what you owe us.
And what do they get? What are they owed? Like, what do you think they believe they're owed?
A professional athlete salary to where you really can take. You know what? I got to be careful here. I don't want to go spree well, Stoddy, but more than what they're making now, man.
I mean, should the other thing is like that? This is my point on the WNBA. The NBA wants to keep the women's game just as an adjunct to the NBA. That's why they want them to play in the summer when the NBA isn't playing. And as long as the NBA has that attitude toward the WNBA, it's going to be hard for the WNBA players to make as much money as they want, because the NBA is purposely kind of limiting the WNBA's
But don't
success.
You understand? Help me. This is where I'm getting hung up on, Stoddy.
They're the ugly.
It's too much at one time.
Okay,
why would
fine.
They play simultaneously with the NBA?
Because
that's the beauty of the WNBA.
Because they're taking a back seat
year round.
Right. They're taking a back seat to the NBA.
Okay.
They're not as important as the NBA. The NBA has made that clear. They don't want the WNBA to play while the NBA is playing.
Totally,
I don't know how
it.
You look at it, but the way I look at it is, okay, then that is an indication that you never really want the WNBA to grow like you would want the men's game to grow. The NBA isn't, like, that's not their number one goal.
Wow.
Their number one goal is to cosmetically have a league that fits perfectly into the NBA schedule, and the women's, the WNBA doesn't make as much money, doesn't make a lot of money, so they will be able to keep salaries down.
Then why do you say what you said last segment, Stoddy, that you're confident that they're going to go up the salaries?
Well, they're going to go up some. They have to. But again, I'm just asking you what – I don't know what the 12th player on a WNBA team should make when they're in – and again, I'll just say it. They have a four-month season. They play a third of the year. So they're never going to make a ton of money. They're just not. It's a four-month season.
Just based on that.
And that's what the NBA wants. Like, they want to compact this league so that it doesn't start to, like, that it doesn't get like the NBA, where guys are make or where women are making, like, that huge a percentage.
Wow, man. I'll say this to that. That should never be the goal, to surpass the NBA, because you're not. But when you think of, they're the origin, they're the birth of the WNBA, and what it does for ball fans that miss ball in the offseason, and now, you know, these players are balling to where they've got their own traction. And Caitlin Clark is bigger than some NBA players, but that's neither here nor there. Regardless, Donnie, of why you know and the few games, okay, you're right. We know what it is. You can't interfere with the NBA regular season, but the bottom line is you still got to put some respect on the pay because of what I believe is a growing sport. They're adding to
it. But then the players want more money, clearly. You know what I mean? And the WNBA is going to give them money.
Okay.
A little more. Mm. They're not going to get what they want. Like, they're...
Because you got more teams coming into the league.
You think the WNBA players aren't going to find out exactly what the NBA players found out after the last collective bargaining agreement? They're going to try to institute a hard cap. They're going to try to do exactly to the women what they've done to the men, only it'll probably be more punitive because they have less leverage, and they'll get more money for sure, but I think they're going to be disappointed. because I don't know how much leverage they have. Let's go to Justin in Petaluma. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Wanted to put some context on this conversation.
All right.
The WNBA is working at a negative $40 million structure. So where are you going to get the money from?
Well, they're talking about new TV deals and partners coming in to showcase a WNBA game almost every day of the week. So they're saying that's where it could come from if those deals do go through.
All right. As a marketer, let's put this on top of it. Women make 70 cents on the dollar men make.
Mm.
That's across the board in the United States.
Right.
Now you're dealing with that. And then Title IX, do you remember that?
Sure.
So we're dealing with that still. That's never really been resolved. Like they try to constitute certain things.
Justin, what's your big point here?
The women are never going to make the same as men.
Yeah. Yeah. And Justin, I'm not saying that, but more than what they're making is what, and I'm here I go. People saying put your money where your mouth is, you got to have some. Justin, I'm saying what they're getting right now, easy for me to say, is peanuts. I'm not saying give them what the NBA players are making, but there's got to be some type of bump.
He hung up.
That's what I'm saying, Stanley. I'm daring not to. Now, that's unrealistic. Okay.
Of course they're going to get a bump, but.
Couple bumps?
No.
A bump to make them happy?
No. Like, this. They're not in the business to make the players happy. They're in the business to give them a deal that makes the most sense for the WNBA and the power and the owners. Just like, I don't know. Are the Warriors going to do something with Kuminga just to make him happy?
No.
So like, they're going to negotiate tough. The NBA as it relates to the WNBA.
And here I am thinking Silver's going to do everything, losing sleep to hate to see the spectacle that was, if you want to call it that, Saturday, pay us like you owe us. I'm thinking all the powers to be that are so outspoken on racial issues and all that divide, you know, that when social unrest was going on, Adam Silver was, I was thinking he would pick up the phone to make the call to help. But now you got me thinking otherwise.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's not a threat to the NBA. That's why I'm like, okay, Kyle, you're going to laugh here, but do what's right.
Yeah, it's not a threat to the NBA because they'll never allow it to be a threat. Hmm. This is this is the NBA's JV league. The WNBA is the NBA's JV league. And that's the way they want it. That's the way I look at it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Murillo.
Our guy.
Murillo's in Petaluma.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Petaluma. How you guys
sir.
Doing?
What's
doing
up,
well.
I'm interested in the subject. That's kind of how I call you guys, subject-based. But this weekend I saw that, and I kind of read onto it. And I think, look, I want to touch on two things here. First, women's sports and men's sports. Team sports, because we don't do that in the Olympics. In the Olympics, the individual sports, any sports, we take it for what it is. We see women performing. We measure them to what they are. Now, we try to do that with the team sports with men, and it's not fair because there is, of course, a handicap physically here and women and all the process they go through physically. So I think if you try to compare the sports, it's never going to, measure to your expectation. Now, as far as the salary, one thing that I read into is I don't think, first of all, I think some of them make unlivable wages. $60,000 a year, some of the players. So, Guru, you have a point, but Stein, you also have a point, because these things need to be separate. The NBA doesn't want to attach themselves that much with the WNBA. So they need to go independent on this wave of audio, ratings that they're having, and share with the players. Because what I read is the players want a better share of the revenue instead of having it at 10%, which they get, to be at least closer to 50% as the players get. They don't want the same numbers as the players. They want the same percentage. I think that's right. Where the conversation is. So maybe, you know, both sides can be pleased, I think, here. But people need to leave women's sports for what it is and appreciate for what it is. Because we do that at the youth level. Why can't we do at the pro as we do in the Olympics, right, with individual sports? So that's my opinion. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Marilla. Appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah, and again, so now you know I ain't been in no boardroom, but the bottom line is I just feel like there's some prestige, and I understand the WNBA, a lot of eyes weren't on them, but it's starting to happen now, and Juju Watkins is coming out soon, and I believe more athletes are going to be on prime time with hopefully multiple television platforms. But when you have the prestige, and you're letting me know what it is, of the NBA in your name, I'm just thinking that constitutes, you know, Morelli was talking about some players not even being able to make a living off of what they're getting paid.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Yeah. They should be able to make a living on 4 months' work. Like, see, that's what the NBA, wants. They want a four-month season, and they want these women to have to play overseas in the off-season.
That doesn't sound right. Like, I don't think fundamentally, like,
well, it's not right, but that's the way it is.
A boxer or UFC, they get their chicken on one fight, but if we say, how many
fights? Individuals. Yeah. These guys are part of a union, and they're going up against the owners. And here's the other thing. You know, you said, why would they want to compete against their own product? It's not the same product. There's nobody that thinks women, the WNBA and the NBA, are the same product.
And that's what makes me like it.
Well, that's why they should, if they really cared, the WNBA would play the same at the same time as the NBA. Because they're not the same fan base. How many times have we had somebody go to the Valkyries game and say, the crowd is not the same as the Warriors. It's different. It's a completely different crowd.
Is that a bad thing?
No, that's why I think they should be playing while the NBA's playing.
But you think about all the venues that, you know, some teams play at the same location, like Stani,
that can be fixed. I mean, look what happened. The Warriors, the NBA changed a game in the playoffs against the Rockets because the Valkyries played. You could schedule the Valkyries while the Warriors are away, and the Warriors are away when the Valkyries are home.
But listen, to a guy that loves sports, and I told you this, Steiny, I think the WNBA is tracking well. Wouldn't that just be too much at once for them to play while the NBA play?
View it as a different sport. It's not the same sport. There's not a lot of overlap, I don't believe, between
You know, just think of a Valkyrie game and a Warrior game, or, you know, obviously the Valkyries would be on the road when they're home, vice versa. But that the beauty of the WNBA to me is it keeps ball year round.
Right.
And
right.
I got and you on the 4 months.
Keep them in their little enclave. That's all I'm saying is the NBA does not want the WNBA to have an 80-game season and the same kind of setup as the NBA. They want to keep the women as a summertime sport, and the reason they want it is because it's the JV league.
But they still want to make money off of them.
Sure.
That's what the players are trying to get a larger piece of.
And they will. I think they will.
It's going to go up because the TV deal is going to be more substantial. Yeah. But the question is, how much of the pie will they actually get?
That man.
And is it going to be commensurate with what their league is producing financially for these teams? There's going to be three expansion teams within a five-year period, which hasn't happened before. So obviously there's more money flowing into this league and people are looking to get a piece of it. Someone like Juju Watkins makes 10 times more in college what she would make her first year as a top four pick. Like, that's kind of, like, that's unfair.
NIL.
So I think the players are just trying to argue that when this eventually happens, this TV deal, they're not looking to make the same as men. They're just looking for a larger portion.
No doubt.
Because people are going to profit off of them, whether they like it or not.
Because I'm going to the games. My margarita costs the same at Chase for the Valkyries as it does at the Warrior game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, the team store was full, Stoney, and I'm like, Evans is saying of people buying merch, instead of giving us 10%, let's get that bad boy to 40 or 50.
Well, it's not going to 40 or 50 in one collective bargaining agreement. I'd be shocked. But Golden State G Leaguers, $4.99 on a super chat. NBA players get 49% to 53% of the BRI. WNBA players get 9% to 20%, and it's less money. Obviously, the women need a better cut. Yeah, they do. They will. They'll get a better cut, but they're not going to get half the revenue. I don't think they're not going to say women are getting 12% right now. We're going to give them 50. They're probably like going to get 15.
Let me read this, and you and Evan help me out. Not being real, and the listeners. Goo, the UFC actually makes money, buckets of money. The WNBA loses money. They lose buckets of money. But if Evan just said what we talked about, three new teams are coming in. Stoney, could you guys explain to me where they're losing money at? Because when I went to the Valkyrie game, I mean, that team store was full. There was a line to get in, yada, 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 with everything that goes with that. But how could they be hemorrhaging, losing money on what? The viewing? Because now they're talking about Prime, all these other entities want to showcase a WNBA game one day a week to where it might be three or four.
I mean, when they've apparently recently, Evan, is this true? They went to private charters. They're not flying commercial anymore.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of money. Like, that's a lot of money that they, you know, are now spending. I mean, the other thing is, the Valkyries are doing great. I haven't looked at attendance on other teams.
All right.
I got to believe, are there teams out there drawing 4,000 a game?
I got to imagine that might be accurate.
Well, then that's going to lose some money for you.
Yeah, it's probably operating costs versus what the current media deal is. But the point is, the media deal at the next CBA is going to drastically increase. And so they're trying to make sure they just don't get left out the way they obviously felt left out from their last one.
So,
and I thought that was strong with those shirts. Go ahead.
See, let me tell you what they're going to try to do. Let's just say they get 10% of the money of the BRI.
And that's what they make now.
And the pool is $200 million? Let's say that's the number.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say the new TV deal is $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'll tell you what the WNBA is going to try to do. They're going to say, we're going to keep it at 10%, but, you know, there's a bigger pool, so you guys are going to get a raise, but we're not changing the percentage.
But see, that's still wrong, though, to the essence of what Evan's talking about, what we're talking about. It's not either, I mean, they're privy to that.
Privy to what?
The 10%, even if it went to... No, thing's got to go up.
It will go up because the TV deal will go up.
No. But I think that's the whole point of the pay us what you owe us. It's about the percentage. It's about the slice of the pie that they don't feel like they're getting.
Right.
The pie is getting larger, but their piece remains the same.
Well, the percentage of the piece remains the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's still not what they feel like they're owed, because they're already behind where the NBA is anyways. Again, they're not asking for everything, but they're asking for a larger portion than what they're currently earning.
Right. And so I'm just telling you, like, I think the NBA will be like, so wait a minute. They want a bigger percentage of the pie, and the pie's getting bigger. Like, they're not going to go for both those.
Well, it's not problematic for a lot of the older players, but if you see value in marketing Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Juju Watkins, like all of these up-and-coming stars, and you see money in them, then it might behoove the NBA to actually try and appease these young... And that's maybe where Plum is not afraid to throw a Clark under the bus and saying, you weren't at this meeting, because she might be looking at this from the bird's eye view and thinking, this is actually far more important for your generation than ours, and you weren't even willing to show up for this meeting to try and fight for something that's going to impact you.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'm my own general, Evan.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Players reporting to a training camp tomorrow for the 49ers.
What about
and
your
that's
boy?
What life's about.
Third Ooh. Juwan.
You know what? I can't wait. I'm done talking about marginal players on teams. Go do what you need to do, Juwan. Shanahan Lynch, he's a third receiver. Figure it out. Ooh, ain't make or break.
You sound like a talent racist. I only talk about the good players.
Now you got to know your place.
That soundbite.
Which one?
Let's get nuts. And Juwan Jennings was recorded on a Thursday because your mood changes. But that's the Steiny we need 24/7.
That's a weird assumption.
As opposed to this one, like the last hour.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you've been in your bag on the WNBA. I'm just telling you, it's not fair. Pay them. If I had the bread, I'd help.
Great cash, homie.
What if Steph or LeBron okay. did some? I'm telling you, it could be coming this upcoming season. Somebody, okay. Ja, they keep their foot on the pedal of, we want to see our folks get paid. Things will change quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Let me tell you.
No, seriously, I'm trying to see why you're laughing.
I'm just trying to say, like,
Evan, hey, I'm having fun.
Did you see that story out of Memphis? What goo? Ja Morant thinks the women in the WNBA should be paid more. I'll tell you what, that's going to move the needle. That's going to be the one to get Adam Silver come on.
It reminds me of one of our favorite sound bites from Liam Neeson's interview of yesteryear, where they're asking him about wages among men and women in acting.
Yes.
And then they ask him if he'd be willing to, you know, sacrifice a little bit to supplement some of the difference. And he says,
No, that's going too far.
Wow. He tells you where he stands, man.
Carlos in Oakland. What's going on, Carlos?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I agree with a lot of stuff you're saying, and I wanted to lead off with, I want to say thanks. I mean, you guys are the best no matter where I've lived, Phoenix, Florida, Chicago, best sports radio talk ever, hands down.
Wow, that really made my day.
I appreciate that, Los, but he's never listened in Philly, Boston, or New York. We're not as good as them. Go ahead, Los.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just kind of tired of this WNBA. We deserve. It's like, okay, let's talk numbers, man. Ninjas lie, you know. Bees lie, numbers don't. The NBA generates about $12 billion, and after everything is paid, their profit margin is about 10 to 15%. So from there, that's where. How NBA players are making so much money. That's not the case with the WNBA. Even with the NBA's
deep pockets. Yeah, subsidizing them, mm-hmm.
They are still operating at around $10 to $15 million loss. So if you're saying pay me what you owe me, what that really means is WNBA players, guess what? You're paying to play, just like I do when I play slow pitch softball, and my tournament fees every weekend are $30, $40. If I'm playing a Manteca BLD,
that's expensive.
Twin Creeks to Sunnyvale or Leafy, whatever.
Yeah,
they're not making the money. So how are you going to make money? The reality is if you're not making any money, know we live in the Bay Area, and it's kind of like, hey, man, we got to be careful with what we say. We don't want to hurt these women's feelings. I love women just like the next person. But reality is, I watch the NBA. Why? Because I can never, the most I ever did was play high school basketball at Mountie. That's the best I ever did. I can never shoot like Steph Curry, ever. I can never jump like Ant-Man. I could never be like SGA ever in my life. Doesn't matter how much I work out. The God did not give me the natural ability to do that. He gave me the ability to be a Marine Corps in the Marine Corps. That's what he gave me.
Semper Fi.
Thank you. And to be a retired federal agent.
Oh.
That's what the Lord bestowed the power on me, not to be a great athlete.
Hey, before so, yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
okay. Let it go.
Thanks, Carlos.
I was just going to tell Carlos, Evan hit it on the it's not about, Carlos thinks, hey, give us a raise. They just want more of the pot. And the pot is about to really grow. And if you're right, Stoney, let's just say it's 10% and it stayed to 10, that would be modern day slavery in sports. That's what this is about. Give them more of the pot. What was our guy's name?
I have no idea.
The federal agent we just had.
Carlos.
Carlos, yeah. So it's about that, Los.
We'll see. Manuel in Fairfield. Hey, Manuel, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
First things first, the G League, that's the varsity. That's the junior varsity of the NBA.
Mm.
That's cold, man. You don't put that on the WNBA, man. They're their own entity. That's cold.
Oh. Yeah, he talking to you.
What specific?
Yeah. For sure. Hey, yeah, for sure.
You
for
said
sure.
The WNBA is the VAR JV to the NBA.
Yeah.
He's saying the D-League
is. D-League.
Yeah, that's a good. Okay, we can quibble. Thanks. Yeah. Whatever.
If I asked you.
Don't keep that oxygen, Goo.
It's our show.
Exactly.
Well, you weren't saying anything.
Snuff that out.
Could you and Evan guess the top five this year attended Valkyrie games? Could you name the top five?
Out every game.
No, the top five locales. That means five different teams.
The highest attendance teams.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan. Can you?
Valkyries.
All right. And
are
when
they
you,
won?
And, yeah, but then Evan's turn, and we're going to see. So, Evan, your turn.
I would say the Liberty.
Dang. Three left. My two dudes.
I'm going to say the I'm saying the Fever.
Okay, I was like, hello.
Easy one.
It took a little while. Two left.
Las Vegas?
Oh, Evan, one left.
Uh-oh.
And as smart as you are,
Sparks.
And then, you got it. You got it.
Okay,
Seattle, give me the
numbers. Give me the numbers.
18K for the Valkyries.
All right.
16,800, so you could say 17,000 for the Fever. And the Liberty are at 16. The Sparks, 12.
Yeah.
And the Aces, 11,000. And the lowest is Atlanta with 4,500.
See, that's the
and that's and Washington Mystics, 58.
Yeah.
That's the problem?
Not one of the problems.
Yeah. Valkyries.
This is how 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. This isn't about man or woman to me. The fact is the league makes no money, so how do they get paid more? Well, the league's...
That deal's coming. The TV stuff is coming. It's real. And could you imagine that? Well, you can watch them on Prime now, but, I mean, you'd start getting these... Tuesday night WNBA, you know, their versions of Tuesday, Monday night football, like that can be a thing. I'm just letting you know, guys, and I'm not saying you guys haven't said it, but you mentioned Juju when she comes out. Caitlin Clark's a big deal. So is Angel Reese. And you could keep going on.
What's the Chicago Sky?
That's a attendance. Great call, Stoney. That is 9,500.
Okay.
I hear you. So it ain't caught on like it has caught on here. But they're adding three new franchises.
Right. Do we know if they're going to, those franchises are going to draw 18 or are they going to draw 8? I'm not sure. Giants better win today, Hunku.
Hey, we had an early game. I like that. It's going to be hot. And if you can't score in Hotlanta, I'll be Melvin. Remember he did that when they asked him?
I do remember. Yeah. See, he's exasperated. What are the Warriors going to do? We got 10 minutes in this segment.
I
mean, this is...
I mean, you can't even announce the Horford acquisition.
Yeah, it's because he's going to back out.
No, man, could you imagine? But, Snotty, I don't know. Would you say this has been the most underwhelming offseason in umpteen years for the Warriors?
Well, it has to be. They haven't made one move.
But there's one move, like, we can argue. It's what we do all the time. Shout out Scott Osler is, with or without Kuminga, I think your club is different. And we
here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Warriors right now. If they trade Kuminga and don't really get value back, which they won't, you're going to be worse.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, but if you re-sign Kuminga, you're no better.
See?
You're just not.
Okay, I'm going to say why.
He's not. He doesn't add to your win total at this point if you bring him back.
See,
he doesn't.
But you're saying all the stuff that you think you're robbing him of, oh, he's going to be so mad and not be the best version of himself. My point is, what if you re-sign him and he balls out? How? And then you're like, we don't want to trade him at the deadline.
So he's going to come back with a great attitude after getting lowballed.
I think, but it's called a job. Okay. How many people do we work with probably not happy with their...
Okay, so you want to bring a guy who doesn't want to be here?
We don't know that for fact.
Okay. Okay. No, he's chomping at the bit to come back and be a sixth man.
Champing.
When did that become such a bad role? Sixth man.
He's 22. He's not coming off the bench. He's a star in the making in his mind. I didn't mean to say it like that, but...
What I do wonder... Yeah, you said this thing can go to August. We're almost there. And I don't like it. I'll just say that.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's in San Mateo. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny Guru. What's going on? Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
Really wanted to, at one point I wanted to speak. I never said it. I listened to Evan Giddens do the pre-Warrior one time. He is phenomenal.
Oh.
That cat is phenomenal.
So damn!
Wait
a minute. Hold on.
Phenomenal.
Do not cut him off.
Yeah. What interview are you talking about specifically?
No, it wasn't. It was just when he talks, he's very balanced, and he was giving the pregame for one of the – and he was balanced on both teams, had his information down, was being real fair, and just gave a lot of knowledge. Wow.
Kevin, he's just reading off the team notes.
Oh, my God.
What a hater. Not Kevin. He is phenomenal, baby. And he said balanced. Wow.
He was balanced. Anyway, I enjoyed listening to him. But the point I was calling on today, I don't want to hold up you guys' show. You know, this whole thing with the women, I was thinking back. I remember back when they used to talk about Pittsburgh Steelers had jobs. They were working in mills and everything. Yeah. Things changed because of collective bargaining. You know, people started marketing, television changed. If we wanted to, and I think this is what, to Guru's point, if we wanted to, if we actually gave respect, because they run the women's Final Four along with the men's Final Four. Problem is, to Steiny's point, people are watching the men's Final Four because that's how we were raised. Women were discouraged. It took Title IX to get them up into, you know, equality in sports. If we gave them the opportunity, I mean, Caitlin Clark, you know, people might like or dislike her, but now she's starting to pull in endorsements. People are starting to wear gear. People are going to start watching. Little girls play sports. Women, and even to you all, not to throw any shade, but I can listen to this show every day, and I hear a little bit maybe about the Valkyries. All the love is given to the guys, and that's because that's our focus. That's our society. But if we change that, if we start changing that, then, yeah, we would change the mindset.
Yep.
I mean, that's just what I believe.
I love it.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call.
And we touch on them.
Yeah, probably the best call of the day.
Yeah. My man said, and he didn't lie, though. The best part, if I were you, Evan, is he wasn't a homer. He was balanced. So that's keeping it real.
That's why I think the three of us work. Apparently people think I'm negative. Evan's balanced, and you are over the top for the home team.
So
we've got everything covered.
That is not who put the stop.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Why did that? Scott's my guy. But seriously, will you get in your car on Bart? Hopefully you're not on Bart. I'm done. And think, you know what? Goo does have something in regard to possibly players responding on the Giants in a season that is 162 damn games. maybe you do need some fire, maybe a little more than what we're seeing from Melvin.
Baseball's not a game of emotion.
Please. Keith Rose rolling over in his grave.
Another Hall of Famer.
Well, Stani, you got to climb a ladder.
They don't have
there.
A Hall of Famer on the roster right now.
Well, Rafi Devers, Stani, stop. Matos.
You want to make a wager?
Let's do it anytime.
I'll let you guys do this.
Okay. What you got?
I feel bad. I bet you that Rafael Devers will not make the Hall of Fame.
Notice how when you say it, notice when you say it, now all of a sudden he's like, oh boy.
No.
Oh, now I don't know.
I think Evan's losing right now. Like,
not right now.
Not a lot of
208 hitters getting into into Cooperstown.
I'm saying what he's done already in the league.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to you, E.
All right.
Because that bet won't come. Hopefully I will be here physically.
We'll both still be in our prime.
We look at you. Shout out Amazon. Speaking of which, I ordered something on the net. It got delivered. I was told it was delivered. Had about a 40-minute ride getting home. And I was like a kid with a new toy. Propped the thing open, and they got me. It wasn't what I ordered.
Uh-oh. What was it?
Phone case.
What did you order?
A white one with the Apple sign from Apple. And they sent some clear, give me my money back. And then you got to call them and wait on. Then somebody in the household mentioned, are you going to cry? And the way that
sounds like you get a lot of respect at home.
Oh, I admit I don't get a lot.
I'm kidding.
Now, why would you go there? Because now you got me thinking.
Because I'm just imagining Mia saying, oh, what are you going to do, cry?
It hurt. It cut.
Cry?
And I'm like, you know what?
Mia would never do that. That's not who she is. She's very supportive. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm back on the wagon. No, not that kind of wagon.
Well, we do.
I'm back on
Tulane football. You see who we got?
Another quarterback for Duke to pluck.
That was wow. Who you got?
Jake Retzlaff.
That's not a real name.
He was BYU's quarterback last year.
Spelled it like, can you spell it?
Retzlaff.
Oh, wow, man.
Tulane's been doing a lot of background on him. Retzlaff had a departure from BYU. He had a 7-game suspension for violating BYU's honor code.
Austin and San Jose, Stani, who cares?
I think he fits in Tulane. Austin and San Jose. Well, you're going to care this football season.
He said, who cares?
Because I thought we were in trouble after we lost Mensah, but I think Retzlaff, whoo! He had to acknowledge having premarital sex on the BYU campus, and you know what that means? Gone!
Yeah, you hate to see it.
Man. AC Green.
Let's see. With it. What else is on my list here?
We got the crossover, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, we still got time in this one.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
Throw something at me.
Why do you view professional sports through a prism of exhibitions? You know, like. Why do you not acknowledge that professional sports is a business? I guess is what I'm saying.
I do it every day. Stop.
Well, then why do you say that Adam Silver's goal is to make the gals happy in the WNBA?
That would be nothing to them to help put some money into it and let it grow. And these girls get, I mean, come on, man. These
women?
Players get paid. Yeah, got it from you.
No, gals is different. Gals is okay.
No, I don't even like using
you
that.
You say gals and guys.
Yeah, because when we had Natalie on, you called them, you said girls.
No, I did not.
Evan.
I said women. And then Evan goes, say players.
No,
and then
but,
I'm go, like, and
but it was girls. See, that's why you, it wasn't.
Hey, Goo. Like,
no,
don't
I'm
do
being
this.
Real. You said I get no respect at home, so I'm trying to pick at you.
Guru, I got 3 daughters.
I got one.
I do not call women girls.
All right. I'll give you that just because you're
acting
this? So butthurt.
Why do you do this?
Not on purpose.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I've never done it. And I know what you're talking about.
So
I said women.
Oh,
players. And also, here, don't tell me.
Hey.
Don't tell me who I have to call coach or not.
Yeah, that was the one.
You sound like the president.
Like, when Steve Kerr comes on, I say, Steve. Stevie. How about Steve Weish? I go, Stevie Weish.
Yeah, but he's not the head coach of a professional team.
No, but he is a senior insider for NFL.com.
My fams, Goo likes to get under Steiny's skin. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But if I did it as much as you try to do it to me, we wouldn't have a show. I'm thick-skinned.
Which, we're headed down that road.
We've been down all
you would
level.
Think.
You know, Giants, yeah. 4 o'clock.
Yeah. I don't.
It's headed the wrong way.
What is?
Their season.
Okay.
I texted Evan on our, we got separate thread. I texted him last night.
Hopefully some of what Evan tells you about baseball rubs off.
Speaking of which, I didn't tell Evan this. Oh, I did tell him. We got a D1 baseball player working here. UC Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
Tall guy out there. I go, dude.
Who?
You surpass Evan.
Who?
The tall sales. Guy up against the wall in sales.
Jack?
Yeah, Jack.
So you don't even know his name.
That's my guy.
His name's Jack.
UC Riverside. I go, D3, you mean? He goes, no, I play D1. I go, dude, you might teach Evan a couple
What's
things.
What's his last name?
Oh, boy. Help me out.
Because I'm going to go look at the UC Riverside roster. And if they don't have a Jack in the last 6 years.
I'm going to do that as soon as we get out of this one.
I was like, who's our guy that was, it was like the top scorer for a travel basketball squad who called in.
Caleb.
Was that Caleb?
Okay,
Caleb.
Yeah, you guy.
And we couldn't find him.
I thought you were talking about K. Diddy on our sister station at Sac. Remember he said he leads Sac State, he's on fifth of Sac State scoring list in men's basketball.
Who?
Excuse me. K. Diddy. D-Lo and KC?
They played at Cal State East Bay.
Well, that's what it is. Excuse me. Help me out. Oh. Cal State East Bay. When I played open gym, was Cal State.
Yeah, but if he played at Riverside, he's Division I.
Yeah, Stoddy. I said,
Shoot.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, I go, Evan.
So Guru acknowledged he's trying to get under my skin. So get this, Evan. A little tit for tat here. So I didn't go to, I was occupied on Saturday during Guru's party. Anyway, I met a buddy of mine out.
Okay.
James Daly.
JD.
He calls in once in a while.
Yeah.
And I would just, catching up. I haven't seen him in a long time. And we started talking about the good old days at Club One in Oakland. And I said, so you remember Goo, right? I don't really remember him.
But that's not a slight.
No, it is.
No, it's not because Stoddy,
He remembers you just to avoid a problem.
Stoddy, if you would have brought up Jeffrey Inner Circles, he was the dude at Jeffrey's that had all the bad ones with him, he would have remembered who that person was. Like Derek Jeter, we had a lot in common when I was single, and I'm just telling you, he would know me by that, Evan.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I guarded him. I know his
Maybe that's
game.
Why he doesn't remember.
And
you.
I would go by him because he was a center like type mold. And I, Spreewell.
I mean,
you can
a lot
come
of Goo's friends at the barbecue on Saturday did call him by different names.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Guru.
See, you're just Stoney everywhere.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to reach out to some of my old guys at Club One to see if anybody remembers you. Who?
Kirk and Cap.
That's funny.
They text me during the show. They'll put a stamp on my game.
Okay.
We'll have them call in tomorrow.
Okay.
Feel handy. Adonis Foyle. I guarded him.
Who?
Adonis Foyle.
Okay.
Yeah. My boy Adonis was at the reunion. I was thinking of him.
We got
to shout out to my man Caleb. Listening.
Crossover coming up next. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.